أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Still with regard to this incident when Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala presented this in front of the malaika that I'll be creating a human being, creating Adam alayhi salam, and I'll be making him my khalifa, my visitor and my deputy on earth. And Allah Ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the knowledge of the things of this dunya. And malaika then said that we are more worthy of that as we are making your ibadat all the time. With regard to that, ulama have deduced very important points for us by which we learn and we should mold our lives accordingly. One was what we discussed yesterday, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first Nabi and Allah Ta'ala spoke to him directly, and that man came from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and in no other way, no Darwin's theory of evolution or anything. We are not from any monkeys or anything. We are, Allah created our forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The second point that was made clear also was that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had ordered the malaika, when Allah Ta'ala presented this to the malaika, and then they said that they are more worthy of this duty of becoming the deputy of Allah Ta'ala. And when they realized, they admitted and they said, La ilma lana, we haven't got knowledge. Allah, you have got knowledge. So we all have to understand the system of Allah. Allah is the greatest. Allah's knowledge is above everything. Allah's wisdom is above everything. And all of us together, we cannot understand the system of Allah. Why it is of us, as the malaika said, we submit to you. We accept what you say. We are your slaves, we are your bandas, and we accept wholeheartedly. The third point the ulama mentioned here is that Allah presented this in the form of a mashura in front of the malaika, that I am going to be creating Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and I will be making him my deputy. Of course Allah, na'uzu billah, is not in need of any mashura of anyone. Allah's knowledge, Allah's wisdom. But it was to teach us that whatever we do, we should do with mashura. So this is a very important thing which we must not neglect in our lives. Allah showed it at this point where Allah Himself gave it the form of a mashura, but it was no mashura, but to teach us. So whether we are in our families as the head of the family, we shouldn't just enforce laws and rules, but we make mashura with the family. What, and in that mashura, we explain to them why we want this, why we want that. One great benefit of mashura is we get the cooperation of everyone. That I was also asked and I made part of it, instead of something just being imposed upon me. Another aspect of this mashura is that many times we think we know the whole thing. I'm a know-all. But when we make mashura, sometimes small little children also, and people who we don't expect, but they give us good points about that. So we see that particular matter which we want to be doing, we see it from different angles by having different people's views. So whether it is in the home, whether it is in our business, I am the boss, and we just now enforce something. One is we call all the staff together from time to time and we said, we want to do this now, we want to do it in this way. What does everyone think about it? When we hear the views of everyone, all feel they are part, and we'll get much more support and cooperation from the workers also, and all will work as one team, as one body, and there will be much more benefit. whatever it is, community matters, whether it is town matters, whatever, by mashura, great goodness come. And when a person wants to act as a dictator, and he just wants to order something, and this we learn that Allah, who is the greatest, but He also presented it in the form of a mashura to the malaika. And He took their views also. And He made it clear, and they understood also that what Allah is saying, that is right. And we haven't got knowledge. We did not understand. So we also, we should try and do everything of ours according to mashura. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should do this mashura also as the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not as a meeting according to the Western system. How they have a meeting about something, it is also a mashura, but the procedure is in a complete different way. And the procedure of a mashura is in a complete different way. So we should try and do everything what we do, do it with mashura. Even if it is our personal thing, go and discuss with somebody. Somebody who has got our welfare at heart, whether it is the wife, whether it is a friend, whether it is some alim, that I want to do this, what is your opinion? We will benefit tremendously. And it comes also, a person who makes mashura and who makes istikhara, that person will never go wrong. He won't suffer any loss. So that is very important in all our matters. We make istikhara also, and we make mashura also. We shouldn't just do things on our own. Whether it is a proposal for our son, for our daughter, whether we want to propose for our son, everything, if we do it with mashura and with istikhara, only good will come out of it, and we will benefit tremendously. So from this great instance, right at the beginning of the history of mankind, Allah taught us this lesson. May Allah bring this into our lives, that we also try and do everything according to mashura. Wa akhiru da'wana.